Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's program, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, will be joined by a great guest. So let's get started.
Delighted to welcome you to join us for this special conversation with a dear friend you probably recognize, Dennis Swanberg. He's known as America's Minister of Encouragement. He's an ordained pastor, author, dynamic public speaker, renowned Christian comedian. Dennis travels the country tirelessly, bringing joy and laughter wherever he goes, speaking to people everywhere and anywhere. He ministers at our AACC events. He often speaks also to the hearts of men. That's his passion. Hey, another one, marriage. He's big on marriage. He's such a terrific husband to Lori and a dad who, by the way, loves his boys. Today we're going to dive into his new book entitled Grit, Don't Quit. Let's go now to our special interview with Dennis Swanberg. Dennis, what a delight to have you. Thank you for joining us here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family. Always great to see you, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys and to talk with you a little bit today about grit. And Tim, you've got it. And you know what I love is seeing that grit in Zach. He's coming on, isn't he? He's on it.
Dennis, so, I'm trying to hold him back, but there's this little meme up on Instagram I like to share with the boys of this monkey holding onto a bulldog that's just pulling him down the road about 100 miles an hour. That's how I feel, Dennis. But you know what? Yeah, you work with your boys. You understand yeah. family and the joy that's there.
And it thrills you. And Tim, you're good. You know, I've watched you for years, but I just have a feeling when you were his age, I don't know if you matched Zach. You know, I love you, man. I love you.
He's got a little extra spice to him, Dennis.
He's got some spice, and it's going to be interesting how he lives out that grace grit in his life.
Every now and then, Dennis, I have to chest bump him just to say I'm still here. Remember, I'm here on the block. Dennis, I wanted to ask you, I know we're going to talk about your brand new book, Grit and Don't Quit. And Dennis, I've been through it. I love the theme, but I was thinking about you, and I thought, you know, a fun way to get started was just to ask you, Dennis, you've been making audiences laugh. You brought a lot of encouragement to people for years. But up front, I was wondering, especially I was driving in today, and I thought, I wonder if he ever gets alone and makes himself laugh. Do you understand what I...
yeah. Well, I had to during the COVID,
you know. I'll bet you did.
During the COVID days, you know, I'd watch my the channel where you're watching Gunsmoke, 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 and then Andy Griffith, Andy Griffith, Andy Griffith, and we know that's a channel for us older people. When Pat Boone is standing there looking at you, going, "Hey, have you thought about a walk-in bathtub?" You know. But during those days, it's just me, you know, and Laurie's busy working. You know, I'd find myself, you know, talking to myself with Barney Fife. Oh, now listen, you can do it. This body, your body, well, your body's not a lethal weapon. And then I'd feel like Jimmy Stewart from heaven. Now, Swan, no one's a failure who has a friend.
I saw a piece recently, Dennis, where kids, I don't know how many times an hour they smile, but it also said that they have 7 belly laughs, about on an average, per hour. And I thought, you know what? Man, when's the last time we've laughed? You think about people. Most people walking around today, they look like they got a dill pickle or something they just took a bite into or something. And seriously, it's just rough. Dennis, it reminds me, too, of Rocky Balboa. I'm not a good Rocky Balboa impersonator, but I do remember a line he said, you know, life ain't all but sunshine and roses.
Yeah.
In other words, there's times when you're going to get knocked down. Dennis, you alluded to it. You've been through some, you've been on your own personal journey. We all have. We've all been through some dark times. We've been through some seasons that have been rough. There are times when you got discouraged, and I'm sure as we look to the road forward, Dennis, they're going to come again. And a lot of people listening, and that's why we're going to do this broadcast today, because we want to bring some help and hope and encouragement here to teach them how to have grit, how to press through. But take us back, Dennis, just in those seasons. You know, a lot of people say that people who are funny, you're funny, often operate out of their pain or their brokenness. They often mask it over, and they use humor as a way to, quote, live in a different place. Is that true?
I think it's true for a lot of entertainers, a lot of humorists. It wasn't so much that for me early on, because I had good mom and dad, I had good family stories and all, but life itself, when it enters in and gets a little rough along the road, then there are those times where you even entertain, even out of the pain, because I want to help someone else laugh. Now, at the time, I might not be laughing. I'm hanging in there. I'm okay on stage. But, you know, when I get off the stage, there's another 23 hours that I have to live. And sometimes I wouldn't find myself laughing during that time. But yet I would step up because I want someone else to be able to laugh. I want them to. I know they need it. But likewise, I need that too. So sometimes I have to make myself say, you know, hey, everybody might kid me about it, but I'm going to watch the Andy Griffith Show because I need to laugh at old Barney Fife a little bit.
Dennis, I remember when COVID hit, everything was shut down, events got canceled. That's a rough season for you and for us because we do a lot of events. And you and I were trying to do a little TV back and forth, just trying to make people laugh because we had to keep going doing something. But that's a pretty tough time for you. I wonder, and I know you started out the book, Grit, Don't Quit, with a little alluding to that season and the battle that was going on in your own heart and mind and in your family.
Because, you know, 85 events canceled. The other artists, same thing had happened. Then I'm going, man, do I need to go back in the pastorate or what am I going to do? Finances, you know, all of a sudden you sort of get scared. You know, is it going to last a week? Is it going to last a month? And all of a sudden the Mr. Positive, Mr. Encourager needs someone to encourage him. And I called my father in the ministry. I called him during that time and he said, hey, you're going to do fine. He said, it's going to come back. You're going to be as busy as ever. And I'm going, well, yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Here we've come through it. I'm still going. I'm still serving. I'm staying busy. Praise the Lord. I had people that stepped into my world and helped me and encouraged me as I encouraged others. But it was many a night just waiting, wondering, dealing with depression really for the first time in my life. And I was glad. I told my doctor. I want to tell folks out there, you know, you got to talk to someone. You know, have a counselor. It doesn't hurt to do that. We're all wonderfully and fearfully made, but God's gifted people to be encouragers and can see things and help us. So I did, and I'm glad I did. And I tell people about it because we all need a little help along the way. You know, that word grit is a word that really from hupomene, endurance. It's like being underneath the load. You're underneath the load. And sometimes we are underneath the load, but it's nice to know that Jesus could carry that backpack, not just 1 mile, but he would do it 2 miles for a Roman soldier. Likewise, we can bear each other's, burdens. We can, I can carry, I may not be able to lift that rock for somebody, that big boulder, but that smaller backpack, I can carry that a mile for him or an extra mile. And those folks that step into our world and do that little, I mean, that's huge. I turn on Christian radio. I turn on Christian talk shows, podcasts, ministries like you have. You know, I'm going, and it, you don't want to do nothing, but you do something. And I'm going to click it on. I'm going to click on to Tim. I'm going to listen to that Christian music. And all of a sudden, it's amazing how God works through that to lift us up. as we go through the grit, the sand, the earth, to have grit. I don't know if I'll hear "well done, good and faithful servant," but I know one thing, I will see a friendly face. Someone who loves me, Jesus Christ, and puts his arms around me and will hold me tight. And I know he will give me all the grit I need to that day and time to go through the dust like a deacon serving through the dust. I can do that by getting up like Paul did and doing all that he did. He had grit, and because of he had that grit, we have those 13 letters. And, you know, I mean, just thank you for grit.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host here, along with my son, Zach. Our special guest today is Dennis Swanberg. He's known as America's Minister of Encouragement. He has been making audiences laugh for decades. He's one of the funniest guys I know. He's so much fun. Dennis has a brand new book out called Grit. We're talking about grit. Don't quit. It's something that I think everybody needs. Dennis, you're quite a storyteller. Obviously, that's part of the wiring, the DNA that's inside of you. This book is packed full of stories. You opened up, too, talking about your father, Floyd. Everybody's got some stuff that goes back in the tank, if you will, that they pull up when they need to. And your dad did that kind of thing for you. His favorite verse was Julie's favorite verse, Proverbs 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Dennis, that stuff about, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understandings, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your paths and more. But your daddy taught a lot of these lessons, which, by the way, those are the seeds, by the way, you begin to see later on in life continue to surface. And they matter because it's a wellspring of life and hope. And then you throw in a lot of inspirational quotes. I love Tony Robbins' piece you threw in there. It's our decision, not our conditions, that ultimately determines the hope and the quality of our lives. Dennis, you're right. We've got to go back to the well every now and then, don't we?
We go to the well. We go to the book. We've got to have the book, the Word of God. And I don't care how many degrees you have or no degrees. Everyone needs this book. Everyone can nurture from it. I'll have people say, "Man, I wish God would just speak to me." I said, "Well, just read the Bible out loud, and you will hear God speak."
I love that. And I love that.
He will hear you. And when you pray, if you want to stay on target, because I get off real easy, pray out loud while you're driving. Talk out loud. Hear yourself what you're saying to Him. If you just sometimes are quiet, you get distracted, and all of a sudden your phone goes off, or you know. Vibrates, you're thinking about something turning. But when you talk out loud, you hear yourself talking to Him, and then let Him talk to you. I put this on the back of the book. You know, you are human. We all are. We're fallible, imperfect, living in a difficult world that's often cruel. We've been there before, might be there right now, and will certainly be there again. Man or woman, young or old, just off the starting line or near the finish, you know, we all need grit. And we need to keep on. I need to keep going for my grandkids. They need to see that I am not going to neglect the church. You know, Hebrews 10:25, let us not forsake the assembling together, but come together while his day is drawing near. Like you said, it matters. Those coming after us.
Yeah, a lot of people want to quit. I mean, there are a lot of times when, and our kids and our grandkids are going to hit the wall, and they're going to want to quit. Somewhere we get there are reasons for it. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. But Dennis, in those moments, those are the times when you have to white knuckle it. Somewhere you've got to press through. You cannot looking to the author and finisher of our faith. They don't grow weary. You're talking about speaking scripture over yourself. Go into Galatians 6. Don't grow weary in well doing, but in everything. You know that? Keep pressing on. Don't quit.
You don't have to wait for a big bolt of lightning, because you're probably not going to see a bolt of lightning. You may not hear it. I'm determined. I'm going to keep going. You know, I love that about folks that have even addictions, that, okay, they fall, but they get up. They may fall later or relapse, but they get up. Well, you know what? I can gladly tell them, I'm proud of you. You're not quitting. You're going to make it. And then you meet someone else that says, "Hey, I've been clean for 25 years. How'd you do it?" Well, it's not fanfare, but I grit. I went through, and I came out on the other side. It was long. It was hard. It's like those, you know, the 101st Airborne in World War II. There they are. They're surrounded all these days. How'd you do it? Well, you know, just one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. Grit.
In due season. That's because in due season, we will reap a reward if we don't faint. In other words, there's hope here, too. Connect the two for us, Dennis, because hope has got to be connected into this. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Laughter is a good medicine. Come back. Somewhere you're believing that there's going to be something that we are aspiring toward and that God somehow is going to see us through, that ultimately we don't, as Warren Wiersbe would say, we don't fight for victory. We're fighting from victory. We are more than overcomers through him that loved us. That's the message that you're trying to get through here.
Because the world's hope, people's hope, is hope may or may not happen. For you and me, hope is a deal. It is a reality. It is steadfast. It's going to happen. We have that and know that by faith. That's different from just some, well, I hope it happens. I hope we have a good day tomorrow. In Christ Jesus, you can count on it. You can bank your life on it. When my dear buddy with Parkinson's finally breathed his last, you know, he hung on for 2 years. You can't walk, can't do this, can't talk, can't hardly communicate. I said, Keith, don't quit. Don't quit. The hope is coming. You're going to see Jesus. And he saw Jesus. And he's with Jesus, and we're going to have eternity with him. So that hope is steadfast, that endures like an anchor, and an anchor that never fails. And he is our anchor.
Hey, there are a lot of things that push against us, that come against us, fear, the real concern about failing, and by the way, going it alone, that we may lose friends. How about suffering? Dennis, I'm going through your book. I'm reading, thinking about all the stories you were telling, from writers like Grisham and Clancy to Jim Elliot and suffering, and how all that stuff can just, you know, it can be a war zone. And Dennis, and you know what? The truth is, the evil one wants you to quit. He wants you to shut down. He wants to take you out of the fight, because if you have any value to God, all hell is going to be against you. If you are going to influence a generation for Christ, yes, sir, he wants to take you off the map, get you out of the game. Hey, maybe you should go collect some seashells over on the seashore or something, Dennis. You know what I'm saying?
Beware. He's going to try to get to me by getting to you. And so I have to tell my loved ones, beware of Satan. Who do you love the most? Who do I love so much? Well, we love our family. He's not only going to come after you and me, he'll want to come after them. He'll want to come after whatever he can do to try to slow us down. But we have to have a holy resolve no matter what, and be an encourager to our loved ones and our family, to let them know this is the world that I'm in, but it'll be worth it all. And it is worth it all. It's worth it all right now as I talk to you, to know that I have that hope with him, even though I know of my sin, I know of my failings, I know of my fears. I still, you know, I worry even about the future. You know, am I going to be okay? You know, and someone will say, well, Swan, has the Lord taken care of you for 70 years? Well, yeah, well, he's going to take care of you the next 70. Well, I know that, but fleshing it out. So what? Here it comes down to this. This is my battle, Tim. I got to have the mind of Christ. And when I look at my heroes in the book, I have Dr. Dobson, you know, he and Miss Shirley, married 63 years, called me, you know, last June, and just out of the blue, and called me and talked to me. We just reminisced. And that, when we hung up after 20 minutes, I sort of thought, like, why'd he call me? Well, I mean, we weren't talking about doing something or a project.
Wanted to be encouraged.
On that day, I needed it, because I was tempted by someone to go humor and just with the secular, which is nothing wrong for some people to do that. But after his phone call, I told my buddies who was in the car with me, I said, the decision's been, I'm sticking with the church. I'm sticking with God. I'm not going to go somewhere where I leave God out of it. That's not me. But he called me. You know, that just, and you know how he is when he, when he calls you, I don't call him. He calls you. He calls us most of the time, you know. But God will give you that. He will give you that something. He might even play a song on the radio that you just needed to hear.
Dennis, we're fighting time here, but I want to close this way. somebody out there who maybe is wanting to give up on God, maybe give up on their marriage, their kids, maybe wanting to give up on themselves. They're tired. Been a fight. Not sure. They're confused. They need a word right now. It's like, this is a moment. It's like, okay, they've turned the dial up. And they're saying, God, I need help. And I need hope.
And I would say, I want you to say it out loud. And you say it to him. Be honest. God, I need you. I'm tired. I'm weary. I need your mind. I need the mind of Christ, because I'm wanting to rely on my own mind, my own ability, or someone else's, or, but I need you in me, and I'm not going to quit. Righteous means taking the right step, each step, just going forward. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it like Jeremiah did for 40 years. I'm going to do it. I'm going with God. I'm like poker on TV, Texas poker. I'm putting everything I got, everything on Jesus, all in, everything on Jesus Christ, period. And I'm going that way. The other way, any other way, no real hope. Real hope that happens is when you're all in on Jesus.
Go with God. If you heard anything today, go with God. Seriously, don't give up on him, because you know why? He's got grit. He's not going to give up on you. Dennis, what a great book. Grit.
Don't quit.
I love that. Even the story about Churchill, I mean, Teddy Roosevelt, all of them are in that book. And it's
I should have put Billy Graham in there, but I didn't. People
Shame on you. Shame on you, no, Dennis. What a great gift to us all. You are a gift to us all. Dennis, we love you and appreciate all that God's doing in and through you. I think your best is ahead of you, my friend. Let's keep rolling. For more information about Dennis and his new book, Grit, Don't Quit, go to DennisSwanberg.com. DennisSwanberg.com. Thank you so much for joining us here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit AACCFoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
This is Dr. Shawnee Anderson, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist who's been in practice for over 30 years. In my clinical experience, one of the hardest parts for someone struggling with their mental health is the very first step, the just reaching out for help part. I understand that asking for help is hard, but finding that help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, the mission is to make it easier to find a Christian clinician or coach who is compatible with you, someone you feel comfortable with, who shares your faith and values. Whether you're walking through grief, battling anxiety or depression, or facing any other of life's challenges, excellent mental health care providers are here to come alongside you with support that is both clinically excellent and distinctly Christian. If you or someone you know is looking for help and healing, we invite you to take that next step today. Go to ChristianCareConnect.com to find a provider within 100 miles of you. For further support or questions, you can email us at contact@ChristianCareConnect.com. A new way to start your journey to wellness and peace of mind.
Don't miss the 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference, with a special emphasis on neuroscience and brain health. Coming to the Lowe's Arlington Hotel in Arlington, Texas in September 2026. Featuring world-leading and dynamic experts like Daniel Amen, George Barna, Jack Graham, Sungyung Tan, Sharon May, Kurt Thompson, Jennifer Ellers, Shawnee Anderson, Zach Clinton, Tim Clinton, and more. Join counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapists, pastors, ministry leaders, and coaches from around the world. Register now for the best savings at nationalaacc.com. That's nationalaacc.com. The 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Zach Clinton, licensed counselor from the American Association of Christian Counselors, with your Mental Health Minute. Fear might knock, but you decide whether it unpacks its bags. Max Lucado once said, "Fear visits everyone, but make your fear a visitor, not a resident." Psalm 56 verse 3 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Strongest people feel fear. What sets them apart, though, is where they turn when it comes. Clinically, fear is natural, but chronic fear rewires the brain toward anxiety and panic. The key isn't never feeling fear, it's not feeding it. Trust shifts our emotional center back into peace. When faith steps forward, fear loses its footing. When fear shows up today, speak this: "You're not staying here." Then shift your focus through worship, scripture, or breath, because fear is real, but it doesn't get to rule.
This has been your Mental Health Minute with Dr. Zach Clinton. For more information, visit AACC.net. That's AACC.net.